the weather, actually, you've been away for 2 weeks. It hasn't really changed a great deal
has
in
it
those
not?
2 weeks. Yeah. We've had this pattern of weather for some time now. The idea of high pressure to the east, low pressure to the southwest. This rather humid southerly, southeasterly flow in between with the showers coming up from the south. And it's exactly that today again. Grey and cloudy, widespread low cloud, giving some hill and coastal fog this morning. Some drizzle locked into that as well. But superimposed on top of it, there's some outbreaks of occasionally heavy, showery rain. We've seen one batch already start to move up from the south, still affecting parts of Cornwall. Now, this rain is likely to become more persistent later this afternoon as the weather front pushes in from the southwest, and potentially thundery as well as being more persistent. Southeasterly winds today, moderate but becoming fresh at times, locally strong further west. Temperatures will be up to 19 Celsius, 66 Fahrenheit. Overnight, it will stay cloudy. There'll be further outbreaks of occasionally heavy rain. They'll clear to the northeast with that weather front, and it'll be replaced by the familiar mix of low cloud, mist and fog again, with some sporadic rain and drizzle as well. The fresh, locally strong southeasterly winds will veer to the south, becoming mainly light to moderate as the front clears, and temperatures overnight no lower than 14 Celsius, 57 Fahrenheit. On Wednesday, though, many places are going to end up dry, still mostly cloudy. There will be a scattering of showers, still possible. Low cloud, mist and fog gradually lifting during the morning to give some brighter spells, with the best of any sunshine on offer towards the northeast of Cornwall. And south or southeasterly winds, mainly moderate but fresh, locally strong further west, with temperatures again up to 19 at best. Overnight into Thursday, the heavy, prolonged showers move back in again from the south, potentially thundery as well, but drier by the end of Wednesday night, with south-southeasterly winds moderate to fresh and temperatures no lower than 15 degrees, which is 59 Fahrenheit. On Thursday, that rain will spread from the south during the morning, becoming heavy at times. Then it becomes drier during the afternoon and evening. And that's really the key to slightly fresher weather moving in from the southwest. In fact, overnight into Friday, there'll be some clear spells developing, a few showers, and the winds going round to the southwest late on Thursday and becoming moderate or fresh. Highs of 17 degrees, 63 Fahrenheit on Thursday, 14 degrees the minimum temperature. And on Friday, generally drier and brighter, with a ridge of high pressure building towards the end of the day. There will be a scattering of showers during the bulk of Friday, but some sunny periods in between, but a drier night with clear spells going into Saturday. Southwesterly winds will be moderate or fresh. They will veer to the west overnight, and 18 degrees the highest temperature. Overnight lows of 12, which is 54 Fahrenheit, and Saturday with the ridge nearby, dry with bright or sunny periods and patchy cloud, and a west or northwesterly wind that will be light to moderate. Highest temperatures up to 17 Celsius. The inshore waters forecast until 6 a.m. tomorrow. The wind southeasterly, veering southerly later, 4 or 5. The weather, rain or thundery showers with fog patches, and the visibility moderate but occasionally very poor.